Bestie, grab your tea because we are serving you the most satisfying legal takedown of 2025. I'm Maya, and this is the On Blast podcast.
And I'm Austin, and oh my God, Maya, I am still reeling from this news. Blake Lively just got the most iconic revenge against Justin Baldoni, and I am living for it.
Okay, so for anyone who's been living under a rock, let me catch you up. Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni starred in It Ends With Us together, and what should have been a romantic drama turned into the messiest Hollywood legal battle of the decade.
The way this man really thought he could sue Blake Lively for $400 million and get away with it, the audacity is astronomical.
Right? So here's what happened. Last year, during filming, Blake filed sexual harassment complaints, saying Baldoni created a hostile work environment, made inappropriate comments about her body, tried to add unauthorized intimate scenes.
Not him being creepy on set, and that having the nerve to play victim when she called him out.
And then his PR team literally texted, "We can bury anyone" about her. Like, bestie, do you not know screenshots are forever?
The PR team having their villain era in writing, that's giving cartoon villain energy. Who says that out loud, let alone puts it in a text?
So Blake files her complaint with California Civil Rights in December, and the very next day, the New York Times drops this bombshell article with all these leaked messages from Baldoni's crisis PR team planning to destroy her reputation.
The receipts just kept coming, and instead of being like, oh no, I got caught, this man decided to double down and sue literally everyone.
January 2025, he files a $400 million lawsuit against Blake, Ryan Reynolds, their publicist, and the New York Times, claiming they're all conspiring against him.
$400 million. Sir, that's more than some small country's GDP. The delusion.
His whole thing was basically, Blake threatened to not promote the movie unless she got creative control, and when her promotional approach got backlash, she made up harassment allegations to cover for herself.
So let me get this straight. She's saying she planned to accuse him of harassment to cover up bad interviews? That mouth is not mouthing, bestie.
Exactly. And here's where it gets spicy. On June 9th, 2025, federal judge Lewis Lyman threw out Baldoni's entire $400 million lawsuit in the most devastating judicial takedown I have ever seen.
132 pages of this judge explaining why he's wrong. This judge said, "Let me write you a novel about why you're completely out of pocket."
The judge basically said, Blake's original complaint was legally protected speech, so you can't sue someone for filing a harassment complaint. That protection exists specifically so people can speak up without fear of retaliation.
Which is exactly what this was, a retaliation lawsuit designed to bankrupt her into silence. The judge saw right through it.
And the New York Times was protected under fair report privilege because they were just doing journalism. The judge said they reviewed available evidence and reported what they believed happened.
So basically, the judge was like, journalist gonna journalist, cope with it. I love that for the Times.
But wait, it gets better. They tried to drag Taylor Swift into this mess because she's Blake's bestie and godmother to her kids.
The way they thought they could subpoena the biggest star in the world in 2025, that's not cute behavior. You don't mess with Taylor.
Taylor's team immediately called it out as a publicity stunt designed to create tabloid clickbait instead of focusing on the actual facts.
Swifties don't play. They tried to come for Mother and got shut down immediately. The subpoena got withdrawn so fast.
And just this week, Blake's team subpoenaed Scooter Braun's company because his firm has connections to Baldoni's crisis PR team.
Not Scooter Braun, Taylor's longtime nemesis getting dragged into her bestie's drama. The universe has a sense of humor.
The internet is absolutely divided on this. You have Team Blake celebrating this as a victory for women speaking out against harassment.
As they should, she literally proved that you can't sue women into silence anymore. This is 2025. We don't do that here.
But then you have these so-called internet sleuths that Baldoni's lair literally thanked in his statement after losing.
Bestie thanked the Reddit detectives. That's giving conspiracy theory uncle at Thanksgiving dinner vibes. Sir, they're not helping your case.
What's really interesting legally is that the judge said this was essentially a slap suit. That's strategic litigation against public participation, when someone sues to silence their accusers rather than actually prove defamation.
This case is huge for the Me Too movement because it shows that powerful men can't just sue women into silence when they speak up about harassment. Like, this sets a real precedent.
Right, and Blake posting on her Instagram about the pain of retaliatory lawsuits, she's speaking for so many women who can't fight back like she can because they don't have her resources.
Absolutely. Like, seeing someone with resources actually use those resources to fight back instead of just taking it quietly, we love to see it.
All right, everyone, that's our take on the Blake Lively versus Justin Baldoni legal drama that has Hollywood shook. Make sure to follow us for all the latest updates because this saga is definitely not over.
And remember, the tea is hot, but the justice is hotter. We'll be back next week with more drama, more receipts, and more reactions to all the mess happening in entertainment. Peace out, drama lovers.